This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Experts on genocides, they say, you know, this didn't just happen. People just didn't wake up one day and say, okay, let's kill each other. No. There was a hate campaign that was going on for a very long time. This hatred boiled to such a level that the volcano erupted in 1994. Just like that, what's happening in India with Muslims today, many genocide experts are warning that there are stages of this process. Many stages have been passed already, and we are very close to a real prospect of a genocide in India against the Muslim people because of the hatred between the Hindus and the Muslims. And this hatred is being pumped by the current BJP government in India. What changed in the 1930s? What changed is when European Jewish communities were persecuted by Europeans. Many Jewish activists, bankers, politicians, intellectuals were disturbed by anti-Semitism in Europe. You know, what happened in Germany didn't happen in a vacuum. There was a process. Every genocide has a process. Every genocide doesn't just happen. When you study any genocide in human history, you will see that there was a process behind that genocide. What people are saying about India now, the Muslims of India are facing the prospect of a genocide. And many genocide experts are warning. People who studied the Rwandese genocide that took place in 1994, whereby 1 million people were killed in Rwanda. Two Rwandese tribes fought each other, the Hutus and the Tutsis. 1 million people were killed in 100 days. In 100 days. That's approximately 10,000 people every day in 1994. And when people studied that phenomenon, experts on genocides, they said, no, this didn't just happen. People just didn't wake up one day and say, okay, let's kill each other. No. There was a hate campaign that was going on for a very long time. This hatred boiled to such a level that the volcano erupted in 1994. Just like that, what's happening in India with Muslims today, many genocide experts are warning that there are stages of this process. Many stages have been passed already, and we are very close to a real prospect of a genocide in India against the Muslim people because of the hatred between the Hindus and the Muslims. And this hatred is being pumped by the current BJP government in India. They are specifically instigating for a genocide. So, this genocide that took place in Germany against the Jewish people, it has a background. It has European anti-Semitism, anti-Jewish sentiment behind it. And many Jewish intellectuals in the 19th century had realized it. One of them was an Austro-Hungarian journalist called Theodor Herzl. Theodor Herzl had realized that there is a lot of hatred against the Jewish people. And the solution is a state for the Jewish people that can protect the Jewish people. So he wrote a book titled The Jewish State. And then a conference was held in Geneva. In Switzerland. I don't know if it was in Geneva. In Switzerland. The first Zionist Congress or conference in 1897, whereby many like-minded people came together and they decided that they need a state of their own. And they all agreed upon this idea of Zionism. Then was born this ideology called Zionism. Zion means Palestine. And the idea was to go back to the land of Palestine and take it. By hook or by crook, take the land. Even though many of these Jewish intellectuals, some of whom were actually atheists, they didn't believe in Judaism as an ideology, but they had this idea that we are ethnically Jewish, we are the same people. We can't get rid of our ethnicity. We can't get rid of our blood, our DNA. Therefore, we are Jewish by that virtue, because we come from that origin. They didn't actually believe in the religion. Many of them were atheists or agnostics. Are you with me so far? Yes? Right? So, many of them were disturbed by this anti-Jewish sentiment, you know, blowing through Europe. Just like there is Islamophobia, deliberately pumped Islamophobia. Similarly, we had anti-Semitism in Europe going on. And many of them were disturbed for the right reasons. What do we do? The idea, the solution was, let's take the land of Palestine from the Palestinians. At the time, Muslims. So, they start to work towards acquiring that land, by hook or by crook. So, Theodor Herzl himself, he went to Sultan Abdul Hamid, the then Ottoman Sultan, and he offers him to free all his debts he owes to Europeans. The debt he owed to Europeans, we will pay off the debt. Just give us the land of Palestine. Sultan Abdul Hamid refused flatly. This is, by the way, recorded history. This is from the memoirs of Theodor Herzl himself. This is from his memoirs. Okay? Sultan Abdul Hamid refused. There was no real prospect of that. Then comes the First World War. Then comes the First World War. And in this World War, the British managed to take the land of Palestine. Why? How? Long story. What was the Zionist connection in this? A very good question. Okay? So again, this is where this group of extremists, this group of people called the Zionists, separate from the Jewish people. Jewish rabbis, Orthodox Jews, they don't believe in this. They did not favor this theory of a state, because they believe that a state can only be established when the Messiah comes. They are waiting for a Messiah. The Jewish people, the Orthodox Jewish rabbis, if you speak to an Orthodox Jewish rabbi, they will say that this is, the state of Israel is basically anti-Jewish. It goes against basic Jewish ideas or ideals. This is not Jewish. It's not a Jewish enterprise. Yes, you will see many Orthodox Jews living in Israel, but they don't agree with it. And we have seen them lately in all these marches and protests, giving interviews that this is not in our name. What's happening here? We have nothing to do with it. So this is where this separation between Orthodox Jewish communities, Orthodox rabbis or Orthodox Jewish religion, and Zionism takes place. This split. Zionists basically are a group of people who favor this idea of snatching, literally stealing away the land of Palestine by hook or by crook from the Palestinians. This is what the idea constituted. This was their modus operandi. This is what they wanted to do. And they made it happen. So, this group became very active politically. So active that in 1917, when General Allenby, a British colonial general, took the land of Palestine and the city of Jerusalem in 1917, the then Foreign Secretary of Britain called Arthur Balfour, for some reason, promises the land of Palestine to the Zionist community, not the Jewish community, to Zionists. Then the leader of the Zionists in Britain was Lord Rothschild. He writes this letter to Lord Rothschild and promises him that the land of Palestine will be given to you. This is not even now secret history anymore. This is not a conspiracy theory. Okay? There is an elderly Rothschild alive today. His name is Jacob Rothschild. He was interviewed lately. And he said, he boasted about it. Yes, it was my great uncle who was given the land of Palestine by Arthur Balfour. Why? What caused him to do that? Very good questions.